Gimel Amid Beis, Sechtes Nida. And we are up to that the Gemara said three answers in Pshat and Shammai. First answer was, the Shammai goes by Chazaka and doesn't worry about the fact that there's Tartil Reisa. I'm sorry, there is no Tartil Reisa. He doesn't worry about the fact that the Chazaka changed. He says no reason to make a Chumrah. Second reason says, no, Shammai had a reason to be Mekel, and that the woman didn't have Argasha. She didn't have the Argasha, so we have no reason to assume it came earlier. And the third reason is, blood comes out immediately. There's no reason to assume that the blood stayed behind. Blood comes out right away, and there's no reason to have a Chumrah. What she finds is what happened right now. If not, she would have known about it. Those were the three reasons we said. We are up to Tanya, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line from the top on Gimel Amid Beis. Tanya ki hai lishna. We have a proof to the lashon of the last one, which is that blood doesn't stay behind. It comes out immediately. Why? Which reason? If there would have been blood, it would have come out immediately. That was the third reason in Shammai. What's the raya? From the following brisa. Amar loy Hillel Shammai. Hillel, who was machmer, says to Shammai, Iyat Maida, don't you agree, b'kupos and ishtamshu b'taris b'zav v'zu, that if you have a box that you were using taris, taris can refer to truma, kachim, or chulin, that the person keeps b'tara. They used it in corner A. V'nimtza sheretz b'zav v'sacheres. And then later on, they find a sheretz in a different corner of the box. The Tarais of Shainis Tameis? Don't you agree that we say it's Tameis? Because it's very possible that he was using it in one corner without being aware that it was on the other corner, and therefore...
Dead
sheretz. Oh, whenever we say sheretz, it would mean dead sheretz. Live sheretz doesn't mean anything. Right? And doesn't it mean that we're afraid that it was there and he didn't know about it? Right? I'm a lie. So Shammai answered him, you're right. My heifer is Bezulazu. So what's the difference between the lady and the box that we say that the sheretz was there before? He said, Lazu yes lo shalayim, Lazu ain lo shalayim. The box has a bottom, and therefore there's no reason to assume that had it been there, it would have fallen out before, right? It's there, must have been there. I say, ain't came by the woman, she has no opening. She has no bottom. Comes right out. So here's Shammai answering that the woman is different because it comes right out. That's what he said. Now let's read Rashi to understand exactly what Hillel was asking and how Shammai answered it. Shalayim means the bottom. Shalayim is the word. Now Rashi. Benimtza Basharet, the third line from the top. V'nimtza b'sheretz v'zav v'sacheres. Again, Rashi, help you have Rashi, you have Rashi. V'acha shenitlu taris min ha-kupa. After you remove the food from the kupa, you found the sheretz. Shetaraisa v'horshaynis tamei l'mifreya. Zot Rashi. V'davka b'zav v'sacheres. Davka on a different corner. Yon kupa arucha, a long box. Amasayim v'gimu amas. Two or three amas long. Now Rashi wants it to be a big box, and he'll explain to you why. The Ikula Meimar, meaning like this, it was a small box. When you used it, you saw the whole box. You saw whether a sheretz was there or a sheretz was not there. Right? It's right in front of your nose when you're using it. Obviously, Rashi wants a case that when you're looking at this side of the box, you don't see the other side of the box. And the question is, the dead sheretz makes the box tameh, which makes this food tameh. Was that dead sheretz on the other side of the box? Now, if it's a small box, you would have seen it. So obviously it wasn't there. But if it's a big box, why would you have seen 2-3 feet down in the box? You're working on this side of the box. You're not doing an inspection of the box. So therefore, so Rashi, like a box that's 2 or 3 amos long, the Igula May Makoyim Chenitlu Ataris Avasam, it makes sense to say, or there's a possibility to say, that it's been there before you removed the food, the truma, the kachem, whatever it was. But it makli machmas hasheretz. And the keli became tummy from the dead sheretz. Utaris Machmutakli. The Ihu, the Layus Asik Baitis of it, he wasn't working on that side, on that corner, Lashkechek. Abba Ba'isis of it, you don't have to worry that if you find the sheretz in the very corner that you worked, that it was there when you used it. The Vadai Basar Hakinafo must have happened afterwards. The Abba Hasan Bishas Taris, Habichas Lech Shetziyat. If it was there, you're looking right at it. You would have seen it. You were taking out the truma, and there is a dead sheretz. Obviously, this is not in your visual spectrum.
Scope.
You don't see it. But it might have been there. So just like you think that might have been there, why aren't you afraid that the blood was by the woman? You see that you worry things were there, even though you don't know they were there. The chazak on the box is that it's tahar. Yet you worry for Taurus that maybe it was there before. So why don't you worry that the blood was there before? So what Shammai answer?
Sorry, what kind of
it doesn't fill up. It touches the box. The box becomes a rishon, and the rishon is matame the food. No, there's no fill-up. In fact, only ayo fills up. Even by mace, there's no fill-up. Avo...
Let's try again.
We don't know what happened. We have no record. We don't have any cameras there to check what happened. The guy used Taurus on the right corner. He takes it out. 10 minutes later, he looks at the box, and he sees on the left corner is a dead sheretz, which was not within his visual scope or whatever word you want to use. Right? Now, was that sheretz there when he used it or not? We don't know. Chazaka tells us that it wasn't there. The thing was there. The box is tar beforehand. You don't know when it became tummy. The box is tummy now. There's no doubt that the box is tummy now. There's a dead sheretz there, and the sheretz makes the box tummy. We don't know whether the box was tummy when he used it or after he used it. Chazaka would tell me after he used it. What does we paskin that we say no? Be machmer by truma and kachim, and say it was there before. So why by woman aren't we machmer by truma and kachim? That's the question.
We're saying that the sheretz touched everything?
It touched the box.
Or once you touch the box, the whole thing?
If there's a dead sheretz on this table, on that side, the whole table becomes a rishon l'tuma. And if there's food on this side, it becomes a sheni l'tuma. The sheretz is metame keli. We're not afraid that the sheretz touched the food. That for sure didn't happen.
So
what's the difference between the woman and the sheretz? Shulayim punzblas. The ikwa shulayim is a sheretz milatzes, and the shulayim, the bottom, blocks the sheretz from going out. And he removed the taris through the opening on top. By sheretz, she bezavis acheres my law. He never saw the sheretz on the other side. Luzu ain lo shalayim, but the woman has no bottom. Meaning, be'avi adam me'asmo, but beis achitzin have nothing but nothing. Had it been there yesterday, it would have come out. So the Shammai is answering. Don't compare the woman to the sheretz. The woman has nothing holding the blood in. Therefore, why should I think it was there yesterday? By the sheretz, there's no reason to say it wasn't there yesterday. It could have been there yesterday and it didn't go anywhere. It's dead, it doesn't move, and there's a bottom. Okay, I don't care what it is. It doesn't say the base. I don't start speculating and writing things to the Gemara. Fine, gravity, call gravity, call whatever you want. Why is Akitin? It's not my midda. Yes?
This is actually somewhere. Is there a shear to the amount of... Is there a shear to the amount of blood which has to have to exit the lower os of the cervix into the stomach to make someone need it? Or is that...
Cajardo, the size of a mustard seed, which means no size, the smallest size you can think of, a drop of blood.
We see a spot that the lady sees blood.
Again, you know why? Because if she doesn't see it, she can't worry about it. We're not making them crazy. You know what I mean? The purpose is not to make women more nervous than they are.
But the problem is, from what you've said several times so far, and we're just at the beginning, is as soon as a cardle of blood leaves the cervix,
she's an Anita.
Goes into the vagina, she's an Anita. That is completely invisible. And if the cardle size is going to dissipate the invisibility by the time it reaches the
The Gemara says, whatever comes out to there comes out to the front. I can't do any more than that. I can't do any more than that.
No, that's something which is invisible is usually philosophically irrelevant. So the phrase, the woman becomes Nita as soon as the cardle of blood.
That's what Chazal say.
Yeah, but then it can't be true. We've got a conundrum, an antinomy, to be honest.
Again, I have no answer for it. Something you might write to. Rabbi Amar, fourth reason in Shammai. We have three so far. We have a Braita that supports one, which is fine. And now we have a fourth reason. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, Taima de Shammai, Mishum Bittul Peri Verivya. You know why? The Gemara is going to explain. If we start being machmer, women are going to say, husbands are going to say, I'm not going with my wife. For all I know, she's going to become Anita tomorrow, and I'm going to have to be chleshes 24 hours earlier. Who needs it? And therefore, they won't have as many children, because women, men and women will both get scared to have relationships because of this chumrah you just imposed on a woman that she has to go 24 hours back. There's a downside to the chumrah. There'll be a bittul peri verivya. Tanya nami hachi. Amalei shami lehilu. Interesting that it says Betalta Benais Yisrael. The Rosh Hash asks, women aren't Mitzvah in Peri Verivya. Only men are. It should have said Betalta Benais Yisrael in Peri Verivya, because he's going to stay away from her just like she's going to stay away from him. So why does it say Benais Yisrael? Look, the Rosh Hash, because a man always has an option to marry one of those women that is Daya Shaita. He can marry a woman that has a Ves Kavua. And therefore, he can have children. The woman only can have one husband. He can have multiple wives. So she, because she doesn't have a Ves Kavua, won't be able to have children, because people will stay away from her because of this chumrah hill that you're putting into place. That's what Shammai said. That's the Rosh Hashanah's shot and why it says B'nai Yisrael B'peri V'rivya. Because B'nai Yisrael have an option. There are women that have Ves Kavua. Marry them, you won't have a problem. Again, so that's why we're learning Gemara. See, this is exactly why we're learning Gemara. I always say, be a doctor, have patience. Writer, what?
At the end of the cycle,
again, the answer is no. First of all, the Gemara has about questions, but I'm not going to get into that now. But the bottom line is, people get nervous. That's what it is. Even at the beginning, they'll get nervous. You might see a blood tomorrow, and then I'm messed up. Right. Zog Gemara Weiter, Umanda 20 High Lishna, Hatanya the Achkai Lishna. The one that says this answer, what happened to the one to before? The Misa David Dami Karavasi. We have a Brisa that said it seemed like Shammai was saying because she had no bottom. And now you're telling me that's not the reason of Shammai. Isn't there a Brisa supporting that reason? Zog Gemara, Hassim Hill the Katoi. It was Hill's mistake. Who saw it? Time of the Shammai, the Misa David Dami Karavasi. He thought that Shammai's reason is because it would come out right away. Become actually Kupa. So he asked him from the box that we say, we don't say it would have left. My real reason is because men will stay away from their wives. The Mai, the Katar, Snami, the Kamakshas Kupa, and even according to your mistake, that you're asking me from the box, Lazu yesh lo shalayim, Lazu ein lo shalayim. So the Gemara is saying, the ones who learn all the other answers, that Shammai doesn't have a chumrah because of Chazakah, because of Argasha, because of Pitul Peri V'rivya, what do they do with that brisa that Shammai is clearly reacting and saying it comes out right away? Isn't Shammai telling you his reason? Why are they learning different reasons? So they all answer Shammai as follows. Hill understood that's what Shammai's reason was. So Shammai's answer was, no, that's not my reason. But even if you say that's my reason, it doesn't compare it to the box. So the Brisa doesn't prove that that's the reason. The Brisa proved that Hillel understood that as the reason, and therefore asked the question. What?
Katoy.
Katoy, you made a mistake.
Because I didn't give the answer of Shammai, there's a riot that I knew the Brisa. There's a Brisa that says Shammai, as Shammai says, right?
Right.
So the first two answers,
two and four, ignore the Brisa.
Yeah, but now, do they have to know every Brisa?
No, they don't, but now that we know it, are they wrong? You're right, they didn't have to know the Brisa. But now that we know the Brisa, where Shammai says this, are they wrong? That's what the Gemara wants to know.
Good.
Rashi. The zoo, the period of Arabia, the Hebrew, the Hachin, and the Dam, the Beis Achitzai, since we're worried that there's Dam in the vaginal canal, Libay Nakvai, his heart will pound, or hit him, meaning he'll have palpitations. Upirish Minaisha, no, stay away from his wife. Kamakshale Kupar, Kupar Dloy Amar, Im Isa Davisharit Mikara. I'm sorry, Kamakshale Kupar. Hari Kupar. Right, he asked him Kupar. Hari Kupar Dloy Amar, Misa Davisharit Mikara, have enough of Gematarus, Kashira Sakupa. Meaning, Hill's question was just like you say, the woman bleeds right away, why doesn't the sheriff leave the Kupar right away? And it wouldn't be here had it been there before. I mean, Hill's comparison was that in the Kupa, just like by the woman you say, the blood didn't stay inside, by the Kupa, the sheriff didn't stay inside. And he answered him, no. Kupa has a bottom. It has nowhere to leave. And the woman, it comes right out. That was the conversation. Fresh the Gemara Vaitra. Ulamandi Amar. Ulamandi, right.
Saying that he doesn't think a woman has
argosha. No, of course she has
argosha. That tell
again. See, argosha is the hardest answer of the four because she didn't have argosha now either. No, she does have argosha, but it can happen that she didn't have hey argosha this time.
In this case,
right? Frank de Gemara, Ulaman de Tani Hailishka.
That answer was. Going to the restroom, that's what she
did. That's what Hill said. Beishamai said that wouldn't work. Hill answered Beishamai, no argosha, no proof, because she might have thought it was urinating.
Right.
But Beishamai didn't agree to that, obviously, according to that parent. Frank de Gemara. Now we have the other brides, and it said Bittul Piri Verivya. What do we do with that? How can the other three answers work once you have that brisa? Meaning again, as Rabbi Cohn pointed out, Amaron don't know all the brises. But now we do know the brisa. So does that now void the other answers? Frank de Gemara, Lamanditani Hailishna, Hatanya Kehlishna, Mishum Bittul Piri Verivya. The ones who had the other three answers, didn't we say Bittul Piri Verivya? This is what Hill was saying to Shammai. In time and conference, you said a good reason. That had there been blood, it would have been there before. Meaning, I'm not arguing on you. You have good reasons. You have a good reason, whether you hold Hagosha, whether you hold Chazaka, whether you hold the blood would have come out right away. But why can't we make a Chumrah? We're talking about Kachim and Taurus. Aren't we always mocked by Kachim and Taurus? Logic shouldn't work here. You answered me very nicely logically that there's no reason for a Chumrah. But we always make Chumrahs. Chumrahs are made just to keep people away from Isser. So by Kachim and Taurus, we should try to keep people away from Kachim and Taurus being Tameh. Why does it bother you to make this Chumrah? Not that this is the reason why Shammai doesn't make the Chumrah. Meaning, Shammai held there's no reason logically to be machmer. The blood comes out right away. Or there's argosha. Or because of chazaka mikar. Whatever way you wanted to learn. But Hill was saying to him, I'll grant you all that. But make a shug. Make it gedder. Make people be extra careful by kachim and taris. We always do by Kachem and Taharas. So why over here don't you want to do it? For that, Beis Shammai answered, because there's a price to pay. The Ma'is Shlomi, you call out Taira Kula, the reason it's Yag. Why is different than the rest of the Taira when we make it Yag? Amalei came, but out of Beis Shammai, pay the Rivya. Because the cost is too high. Making a Yag, the loss is greater than the gain. Because you're going to be Mavato, Pierpers, and Rivya. So Shammai is responding, not that that's my reason. That's my reason for not making a siyag. That's why I don't want to add a chumrah, because it comes at a cost. The hill, the period of Rivya, did I ever say it affects the period of Rivya? The Taurus, Amina. All I said was for Taurus. I never said it for anything else. And Beis Shammai says, the Taurus, Nami Loi, Nimkain Libay Naik for you, Pirish. People get nervous. If you tell them there's a chumrah for Taurus, the pan says to himself, listen, my food becomes tummy, but I was foreign yesterday. I lived with my wife. She had a period, she had dam the next morning. They told me that the food since yesterday's breakfast is tummy. Oh, but I was fine last night. It's very nerve-wracking. People get very nervous. Therefore, Shach Shammai, don't make this chumrah. It's too costly. And Hill feels that people can differentiate in their minds a chumrah for Kachem Taurus from themselves. That's what it boils down to. Rashi. Zunk Rashi. Fyag, Chizuk Begedem and Rabbanon, Lutamil and Mefreya. Now, the Gemara asks it, I tried to avoid this question. But the Gemara, now I knew Rashi was talking about it, but the Gemara asked it only on the last two. What is the one that says Periyurivya do with the bride that it says no bottom? What is the one that says no bottom do with the bride that Periyurivya? What happened to the first two answers? Why don't we ask in them from these prices? We ask on answer three and four, one bride that says like three, one bride that says like four. So we ask on four, what happened to the bride that about three? And we ask on three, what happened to the bride that about four? Why don't we say, and one and two, how did you learn? From both prices. Look, Rashi. Who then, really, the Matzil Mifrach Halach Masnitz and Halach Lishna Dalel? We could have asked on one and two. Utaruzi Gai Gavna. We could have said the same answer. Hill Toy, on the first one, we would have said Hill misunderstood. The summertime of the Shammai Yemisa would have fallen out. The Kasha Le Kupa. The Kamalei Shammai, time of the Dee, Mishim Hamadishka and Chaskasa. No, I go with Chazaka. I Mishim Ishim Argeshes. Reason one or reason two. The Mai, the Gatah, Snami, the Gazavar, Maxis, Likupa. And that which you made a mistake and you thought it becomes out right away. You thought the Sheretz goes out right away too. The Zuyashlo Shalayim. The Yashlo Shalayim. Who had said there, Chapet. If he would have taken that through the bottom, the Sheretz would have come out. Right? But if he takes it out through the top, it doesn't affect the sheret. So become sheret by Barlai and Ruiv LaYatza. Ein la shalayim, the chavish shal eit shenitl shalayim. Not having a bottom would be a barrel of wood with no bottom. V'yogel ishtamish barach halalam, you can turn it sideways. Shem utalas bekarka. Rashi's bothered by, what do you mean no bottom? You never use a barrel without a bottom. Inherently a barrel has a bottom. Terry says you can have a barrel without a bottom, you turn it sideways, you can use it. But then if you picked it up to move something out, everything would fall out. So that would be like the case of the woman that everything comes out. If you didn't see it at that point, it wasn't there. Meaning, let's say you had a barrel you turned sideways, and you used one half of it, and then you found the sherets of the other half. There, Shammai would agree that if you would have picked it up to move out the half, the other half, it's right there, it would have fallen out. There's no bottom to hold it in. So Rashi just explaining, I don't know why he waited to hear. He could have explained it at the beginning of the Yomid. What does that mean, a barrel without a bottom? This has a bottom, this doesn't have a bottom. So he said, because there are barrels with no bottom, and you use it when they're sideways. But there, if you pour it out, everything comes out. The one with the bottom, not everything comes out, because you take it out through the top. This comes out through the side, and when you pick up the side, everything falls out. Period.
What was the point of saying that? In other words, even if the barrel is upside down, it has no top and bottom, that is the Sheretz.
That would be similar. That would be similar to the case of the woman. What the all Rashi's trying to say is, the Gemara uses the term, this barrel, this woman is like a barrel without a bottom. Now what does that mean, she's like a barrel without a bottom? He's just trying to explain those words. He's not telling you a new halacha. He's telling you a fact, that if you had a barrel that you used sideways, the minute you turned it to side, everything falls out.
And therefore you can't use it.
No, therefore, had it been a sheriff there, you would have seen it. This is where the test ends. Going on, but this is not part of this test. The Metzachem will be part. I never know how far I'm going to get. I thought this is the way I'm getting, but I got further than I thought. Shulayim, Bedukin, Mechusin, Bezavis, Simon. Itmar. Kupash and Ishtamsha Bazaris Bizabizu. Here we have a statement. We'll worry about the brisa later on. We're going a new statement. A box that you use taris on one corner. The nimtza sheretz bezavas acheres. And then later on, you found the sheretz in the other corner. Siski Amar Taras Rishinus Tahiris. Siski, it says that the Taras you used are okay. You don't have to worry that the Taras was there before you used it with Taras. Remember, the Taras is Matama the box. The box is Matama the Taras. Siski said, if the Taras would have been there, you would have known.
It's a small box.
Yeah, that's why we're learning. We'll see what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Taras or Shinus Tameis. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, they're Tamei. Dr. Gemara, Shamei V'Hil L'mayni B'Kupa de Taras or Shinus Tameis. How can Chizki argue? Shamei and Hill both say, like Rabbi Yechanan, that by the box we say everything is Tamei in it. Dr. Gemara, Ki Mayni Shamei V'Hil B'Kupa Sheyesh Lo Shalaya. They agree with a Kupa that has a bottom. Like the sideways one. The one that was sideways, there, Chizki says, the minute you take out the Taras, the Sheretz would have come right out. If you find it later, that means it wasn't there when you took out the food. That means it wasn't there with the food. Because remember, it's a sideways thing. When you turn it, everything falls out. The one with the bottom, you take it out from the top, and therefore, you don't see nothing else moves, or it doesn't move enough that you can see it. It's on the other end. Whereas here, it's no bottom. So anything moves, all moves out. That's what the Gemara said. Zok de Gemara. No, because then the sheretz could have been there. It doesn't move out. The whole Svarah is Rashi says that if you move the Taras out, the sheretz would have come out with it, and you didn't see it. Zok de Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, my time in English, Shalayim, my time in Rabbi Yechanan. So why is Rabbi Yechanan argue? Zok de Gemara, Einah Shalayim, V'yesh lo Ugnim. There are no bottom, but there is Ugnim. What is he translated as?
A rim.
A rim. It has a rim.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? Why do they then use the same word kufa for something that is enclosed and something that is not enclosed? I don't understand. Is that the only available word? Is there no word for a generic container or something like that? It just seems to me if a box kind of sounds like what it is, as opposed to...
I have no answer for you because I don't know these words well enough. But the Chazal definitely always say Kupas Yesh L'Shalayim, Kupas Ein L'Shalayim. So they do use the same word, and I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know the language well enough to know there's another word they could have used. I don't know. What would we say in English? You had a box at the bottom fell out.
We could say container, receptacle. We have a lot of synonyms for something that holds something. But a box, I know the translation is not going to be precise, but it just a box to us means usually a multi-sided thing that is certainly enclosed on one end. That's all.
Again, I know, honestly, I don't know the last time I used the word receptacle, so I don't know if I would ever, it's not in my regular vocabulary. In my regular scope.
You wouldn't call an open barrel a box, put it that way. You wouldn't call a barrel open on both sides a box.
I would not, yes. Yes.
When your wife says you take glass boxes out and put them in the recycling bin, there is no uncertainty about what it is. In English as well, the exact same thing is done. Any other languages, I don't know. And I'm certain there's one somewhere much differentiated.
Meaning, what Dr. Schwab is saying, it was a box. And just like when your wife tells you to take the boxes out to the garbage, she means the collapsed boxes, because it was a box. So here, when it says a box without the bottom,
formally a box.
Yes.
Right.
They have a small
rim. So we're not finished yet. We're just started. We didn't learn Rashi yet. So my time, Reb Echanan, Ein Lo Shalayim, V'yesh Lo Ugnim. Rashi. Zok Rashi, my time with Reb Echanan, Avad that Yilu Hava Asim B'Shas Taras Hava Navig Badayu. Had it been there, would it come out? Ugnim. The Mokum HaShalayim, instead of a bottom. Yes, Ugnim, what is Ugnim? Shekfufim Rashi Anisarim Klapi Pnim. That the ends of the boards bend upwards, like a rim. Exactly what a rim is, bends upwards. Right? And Shumara, Ikulamema Ugnim Utvai. Now, this is the question now. When you pour it out, it comes and hits the rim. Is the rim enough to keep the sherets in? If it is, then the fact that it's in there now might have been there before. You didn't notice it because it didn't come out with the food, because the rim held it up. Whereas if the rim doesn't hold up a sheret, why it wouldn't, I don't know, then Chizki is 100% right. It would have come out. So that's the argument. Is a rim enough to create a doubt that it was there before?
The rim is at the bottom?
Well, the rim is at the side. When you pour it out, it's going to hit the rim. It has no bottom, right? It's a barrel without a bottom. It's being used sideways. And there's a rim at the end of the sides where the bottom would have been. There's a rim. And you're pouring it out that way. Had there been a bottom there, you wouldn't have poured it out that way because it wouldn't have gone anywhere, right? But there's no bottom, so you're pouring it out that way. And everything slides that way. Would the sherets stay in with the rim, or the sherets would not block the rim would not block the sherets? That's the Machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Eichelon, whether we worry about such a thing or not.
How big is the rim?
Again.
That's the whole
factor. That's the Shiloh. Chizki says that. That's why I'm not going to answer you. Also, because I don't know. What does Archko say that rim is? He also doesn't know how big the rim is. Me and Rabbeinu, we're both on the same page. Have I done it right? Right, sir. Okay, back to Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask a question on Chizkiah now. I'm looking for the Bach. You know, every place the Bach is different. But Tanan, this is a Mishnah. The Bach changes it from Tanya to Tanan. Hamadla Asarat Guya Mayim B'Sachazeh. Somebody is drawing 10 barrels of water and pouring it into a big keli. Okay? He's drawing water from a well and he's pouring it into a big vat. And he takes 10 pails of water, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And then he gets to the last one. And he notices a sheret in the bottom of the barrel, of the pail. Now, was that sheret there to begin with? Then all the water in the vat till now is tameh. If the sheretz wasn't there, then he can stop right now before he pours this last pail in, and the water in the vat is fine.
You have 10 different buckets.
One bucket. Filling it up 10 times. On time number 10, he sees the sheretz before he pours the water into the vat. What happens to the water in the vat that came from the same pail, and now we see a sheretz there? Was the sheretz there before, and therefore the water in the vat is coming? Or did the sheretz appear now, in the last one, and therefore the water in the vat is tahar? Zuck the Mishnah, v'nim tse sheretz echem mehem, hu tameh v'kula tahirin. Don't worry about the past. V'yomer Rish Lakish, v'shem Rabbi Yonai. And Rish Lakish explained, lo'y shan roshein lo'aignem. That's if the pail has no rim. Therefore, when you pour the pail out, the sheretz would have gone out. Because when you pour, everything comes out of the pail. But if it had a rim, we say it was there from the first time. Is Chizkiya not hold like Rabbi Yonai? But Chizkiya said that the rim makes no difference. And for the Gemara, no. Mai is shirki, and perilo is shirki. The difference is very clear. By the water, you don't have to turn it completely over. You just turn it and the water starts pouring out. So there, the rim would keep the sheretz in, and you wouldn't notice it, because you don't turn it completely over, so the rim can keep the sheretz in. By solids, you don't turn it like this. You turn it completely over to get all the solids out. Then Chizkiya said the rim wouldn't make a difference. Let's read Rashi. I'm sorry, Inami. Let's do first start first. Rashi. The Rashi has heard Bulyam Yud Palm and Bidli Echad, Umara Bikli Gladly pours into a big vat. The Kula Tyron, the Mahashto the Nafo. The Hanish Lamakam Matakaitim Shir at Lee Bapamasais, the Taikli Tyron. Since he didn't find it earlier, it's Tahar. Shayla Aign Lutri, the Ashtabad, I Misa, the Abba Asam, had it been there, Mizimni Kamoy Avinafo would have fell out the first time, Minadli Mamayim. My sharky. The intern, what is the word sharky he used? What does he use?
Slips.
What?
Slips.
The intern lapping at the upon him. You don't have to turn it completely over to Mara. Ugnin akul the sheretz. That the rim kept it in. I've appeared like sharky. Must have turned it 180. The fee shame parries making the shark blusters. They don't usually slip out. He'll have a sheretz in Mataris, have a sheretz in Nafu Madaya would have came out with it. Inami, Dr. Gemara. Maya loy kapar alayu. Peri kapar alayu. Meaning, you don't pour the whole pail of water out. Because you don't care if water stays behind. There's no reason for you to get everything out. It's not so important to get it all out. Whereas by peri, you want to get everything out. Rashi, loy kapar alayu. Im shayim minei l'taychadli, he doesn't care. He doesn't make sure every drop of water out. Therefore, his angle of pouring it is not going to get everything out. He wants to get everything out. He turns it completely over. They would not have stayed behind. So that's the two terutzim, how Chizkiya can hold like Rabbi Yonai in the Braitza, and we will stop over here and continue Emet Hashem on Monday morning. Sunday morning, Kozara. Monday morning, Emet Hashem at 6 o'clock. Everybody have a wonderful day and a great day.